to CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers could expand the labor rights currently only given to state employees. CPR's Paulo Shalceda reports.
Public workers, including county employees, librarians, and those in higher education, are exempt from federal and state labor laws. The bill would expand the right to publicly discuss workplace issues and to form a union. Public employers would be prohibited from retaliating against employees that engage in these actions. And although employees would be allowed to form unions, the bill does not require employers to recognize unions or grant the ability to strike. The bill has been assigned to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
A Colorado Springs community center serving LGBTQ youth is reopening this month. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, it has been closed since its Thanksgiving break when the Club Q shooting happened.
In the months since the shooting, the staff at Inside Out Youth Services has met with experts to help improve safety and security, specifically after threats came in against the organization. Liz Smith with Inside Out says they've always had to prioritize safety, but this is a step up.
Our community has been villainized in the media, in politics, and people don't always understand that we're just trying to do the best we can for these young folks.
Smith says the community center will open in phases with careful attention to what is shared publicly. Again, for safety purposes. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Colorado's gaming division will award about $1.5 million in grants to address gambling addiction. The grants are the first since Governor Polis signed the Responsible Gaming Grant Program into law last year. The grant funding is approved for 1 year. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. It is Monday, March 6th. Coming up next, it's Fresh Air.